In the third episode of Heeson's special Yacht Talk reports at the Monaco Yacht Show, host Charlotte Kahn took a look at the dizzying world of superyacht design, speaking with the renowned Monaco-based designer Espen Oino and Heeson's chief commercial officer Friso Fischer. Drawing boats. For designer Oino, yacht design has been a passion since his childhood. "I was always obsessed with boats and with drawing," he said. "Drawing boats was a big part of my upbringing. Studies in naval architecture and engineering followed, giving life to a highly exciting and creative career in the yachting business." In 2016, Oino undertook the design, space planning and naval architecture of Heeson's landmark yacht, Galactica Supernova. "One of Heeson's strengths is its clear DNA," said Oino. "Although they've tackled some displacement boats, most of its builds are fast, efficient and dynamic. Although many different design houses have been involved, you can still see that it is a Heeson." Visser agreed, stating that collaborating with a pool of renowned designers has enabled the shipyard to remain relevant across the decades, all the while maintaining its brand DNA. Heeson's DNA, the high quality, a pelican bow and sporty lines, have been well kept across the years, he said. "Aside from fresh ideas, we look for designers to consider how to build a yacht in a competitive way. That's important to us." When building series yachts, which Heeson specializes in, the challenge is in the balance between recognized design traits and creating something unique. "We have a fair level of customization with our series yachts, depending on when the client steps into the project, and every yacht within our series has a specific item that distinguishes it from the rest," Visser added. "Every yacht is special." "From a design perspective, the challenge is to figure out what the market is looking for," said Oino. "When looking to build series yachts, you must first understand what consumers want on a global scale. It takes a long time to develop a new design, then differentiating each one can fill in the details, from colors and materials to small geometric changes." When asked if he had to change one thing in the industry, Oino said, "We have a fascinating industry, and for most people who are not part of it, it's highly confidential. Unfortunately for today, yachting is being accused of being part of greenwashing, and our ostentatious image is not in alignment with sustainability or respect for the environment. These are real issues felt across the board, and we must work hard together to improve our image. This is important for the survival of our industry. We're very visible, and in some people's opinion, unnecessary. Therefore, we have to be careful in how we face these issues." Visser agreed, stating, "The yachting industry currently has a less positive image compared to what it had in the past. We need to adapt to that, and as leaders, create new ways to build yachts. We should dare to introduce it and then advocate it. Do owners really need a yacht with 5,000 nautical mile autonomy, or would half that range be sufficient? And what potential consequences would that have for the environment? Let's have that discussion." Submersibles. Dutch submersible manufacturer U-Boat Works was present at the Monaco Yacht Show this year, presenting its Nemo 2, a submarine ideally suited to Heeson's crossover concept, the XV-67, co-developed with Winch Design. The two-seater submarine has a depth range of 100 meters and weighs only 2,500 kilograms. "What it means is you don't need a superyacht anymore to own a submarine," said Roy Hedra, marketing manager at U-Boat Works. Now being produced as a series, Hedra anticipates there will be 1,000 Nemos in the water by 2030.